Well, we've had a very good preseason, but we're sure are excited about finally getting to play a game, and we know it's going to be a big challenge to go up to Miami University and play those guys. Got a lot of guys coming back, a lot of proven players, but our guys are extremely anxious to get going, and I am too. So, any questions?
I bet no one's asked you this all summer long. We've progressed
a great deal. You know, we've got guys out there working hard, try to win the position, and we've got one more big day of practice. This is sort of like Wednesday. Tomorrow will be a Thursday's practice, and then Wednesday's travel day. So we've got another important day of practice today, and we'll probably make a decision right after that. And, I think everybody knows we probably got it narrowed down to the Chris Nixon and Mackenzie Adams right now, you know, just because of experience. So we'll make a decision.
Would you plan to, at this point, play both quarterbacks in the game?
Well, it all depends on circumstances. We're going to be prepared for both of them to play. And I think, you know, that's the luxury that we have with these two quarterbacks, actually all four of our quarterbacks. You know, we don't have to have a separate game plan for any of them. We can get them in the game, and they can execute our game plan, without us having to make major changes during the game or have them prepare for a different game plan during the week. So that's important, too. We don't want to be preparing two different game plans. So as long as we're not doing that, we're still going to go right down to the wire and those, I think both those guys know they're capable of running our offense, and they've done it before, and they're both very confident.
Is there much more you can learn about them at this point? In these last couple practices, you've been with them all summer. What do they do in the last few days here to help make your decision?
Well, you know, we're going to put them up against Miami of Ohio's defense out there as best we can, show it. And we're going to make reads today, and we're going to make decisions today, and we're going to throw the ball today, it's practice. So we like to see who does well in practice.
Bobby, I know coaches preach taking one game at a time and everything, but as a season opener, this seems to be, looking at the rest of your schedule in terms of wins and losses, this seems to be a very important game for you guys to get out of there with
it. Well, it's extremely important because, I think Miami University has a fine football team. They've got a defense that has been proven and, got them all back, and they've got, three linebackers on the Butkus list who played well against us last year. Rodabaugh, the quarterback, played well against us, and had just gotten the starting position not long before playing us, so he had the rest of the year to get some more experience, and I think he's a good player. Their corners did a good job against our wideouts last year. Their wideouts did a good job against our corners last year. So it's certainly a challenge, and I think our players realize that. We've always preached it, and we always have to. But I don't think you have to too much in this situation because they see it. But anybody on our schedule can beat us, and we can beat anybody on our schedule. So we have to plan to play well, and that's what we've been preaching to our guys. And, all the little things, taking care of the ball, no penalties, be great on special teams, all the things that help you win games, we got to be very good at that right off the bat.
Bobby, this is old ground again, but is the quarterback a week-by-week situation, or are you going to pick one guy and he's your guy until proven otherwise?
Well, we've always been going by the old school thing of picking a guy and you stick with him and get him ready. Preseason you have the luxury of getting the quarterbacks a lot of reps. I mean, we've had, 26 practices here, so we can pick and choose when they get reps and all that stuff. So I don't think any of them lack for reps right now. But when you're limited on the number of days you have to get ready for the next opponent, I think it is extremely important to be able to get one guy the more reps than the other guy just because you plan on him playing. again, it's fortunate that our guys are very similar, and you know, somebody can be watching somebody and learn something at practice. And you know, these two guys have played in the games for us and played well at times.
Could we be hoping to have a solid number one at this point, or were you, was the plan all along to kind of come down to this point where you are right now?
I don't know if it was a plan, but you know, I kind of thought it would come this way because I think, again, they're very capable. Both guys have done it in the past. Both guys have played extremely well for us in the past. And I expect it to be a tough battle. And we had two other guys that were, you know, stepping up in there and making it pretty tough, too. In fact, you know, Larry Smith kind of got dinged up a little bit, and he was moving up fast. And Jared Funk has proven that he's just not a thrower. I think he can run the football for us. So, again, we feel very good about that position.
The fact that you have started two games on Thursday, is it any different in terms of what you try to do?
It is, because we're running around saying, well, today is Monday, but it's actually Wednesday, and next thing you know, you think it's Christmas. It is different. And especially now that school has started, you got to give them a day off, and we got to figure out when we'll do that for these next two Thursday games. We're going to have to do some little evaluation of recruits and when we want to start doing that. So two Thursday night games really, you know, makes you think it out a little bit.
Different bad, or just different?
It's just different. It's not that bad if you do a little planning. You know, we'll have to practice next weekend, and like, you know, Saturday, you know, you think you're playing, but no, you're not playing, you're practicing. So, but, you know, we appreciate the opportunity to go out and play two Thursday games and be on ESPNU this week and ESPN the next week. That is exposure for our program, and, you know, we're willing to pay the price of doing that. Came in a little early. You know, we came in earlier this year. So.
What's the history behind this game getting scheduled where you guys still open the season up there? Do you know?
Well, it's a convoluted story. I mean, we had games scheduled with Kent State and Temple, and then things started getting crazy, and I don't really know all the facts, or don't remember all the facts. I know them, but I can't remember them, but Kent State was overbooked, and it looked like we were going to be down a game last year, so Miami University helped us out, scheduled a game, and of course, to pay them back, you know, we're going up there. So they really did us a favor. They helped us out last year.
Bobby, can you talk a little bit about the matchup between Miami's linebackers and your offensive line? You know, a lot of the kids were kind of
Well, it's not only offensive line, but, you know, our tight ends, our receivers, you know, they do a great job in stopping the run, but they also do a great job in coverage, and, you know, that's why they're on the Butkus watch. They're pretty complete. And in the past, now they may change, but in the past they have not substituted that much, you know, like a nickel back for one of those linebackers because they got a lot of confidence in them. They let them play against most personnel groupings. So I think that tells you a lot about their mobility and their awareness as pass defenders, as not only just, you know, run pluggers.
Last year, Miami only had about 240 yards with you guys. Is that as well as you played for them?
We played very well. You know, I think we were fortunate at times, you know, against them. We got some pretty big plays that kept them out of, you know, stop some drives, and we also did a good job on a sudden change. I think we had a turnover, and we did a good job of stopping them. But they hurt us with some things, and, you know we got to be aware of what they're doing, and I'm sure they can have a good plan to try to put pressure on certain areas of our defense. But hopefully we can adjust as we go along, adjust early and well.
Bobby, you've been doing this a long time, but is there something about an opening game that is especially unsettling? And do you have a checklist? I know we've had to cover this, and this.
Sure. We're right now trying to regroup our last-minute clock rules because of the change in the times. You know, if you're trying to run clock when it's 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go is going to be different if you're trying to run clock when it's a minute and 30 seconds. So, you know, everything's changes a little bit every year, so you have to regroup and do all that stuff. But we do have checklists, and we go down them and make sure we got everybody covered on the onside prevent and the onside kick, and we've got all the depth charts and who's going to check in the special team guys when they go in, who's going to find out if people get hurt, you know, and when we have to do to change our depth charts during the game. So a lot of details, but like I say, we've been through it quite a bit. Most of it doesn't change, but some of it does. But you got to go through it whether it changes or not.
Bob, you've been pretty optimistic all summer. You say you felt like you guys would be better at quarterback, running back, maybe even offensive line. Has anything happened during training camp to change your mind about that?
No, I think I think what I said about the offensive line, I think I said we'd be more athletic on the offensive line. I don't know if I said we're going to be better right off the bat, but I think we're more athletic there, and hopefully that's going to mean as soon as we get those guys some experience that we'll be just as good or better on the offensive line. But, you know, with Chris Hurd at quarterback last year and McKenzie being, you know, a first-time starter, you know, I think we're going to be better at quarterback. Jared Hawkins, you know, I think is a proven guy. Jeff Jennings is a proven guy, and I think Gaston Miller is going to give us a little punch in there as far as big plays go. So I think we will be better at running back. Now, wide receiver, we had a chance to be pretty good. You know, we're having to weather a few things right now, like George Smith being hurt and Alex Washington being hurt. But we've had some guys I thought have stepped up in the preseason. Sean Walker's having an excellent preseason. Udom Uma, Justin Wheeler, they've been practicing very well. And I think Jamie Graham's going to be a very fine player for us at wide receiver. So that has us a little concerned, but if we can get George back here in the next couple of weeks, we'll be fine.
You have any more of a feel for when George might be better?
Because
I know you're not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor. No. George is doing very well. Now, you know, they were kind of hazy on the prediction of him coming back anyway, so I don't think anybody really knows. I think you have to go week by week and see how he's feeling and see how he tolerates certain movements. And, you know, if he can start feeling it, you know, hurting a little bit, we got to back him off. If he can go and that's not giving him any problems, we'll go as soon as you can. You know, we're not going to hold him back just to say it's been 2, 3, 4 weeks, whatever. We'll go as soon as we possibly can with him.
Bobby, why is it taking Gaston Miller this long to kind of be part of the picture?
Well, we played him as a freshman because Jeff Jennings was hurt from the previous year, and we didn't, you know, it's pretty hard for a guy to go in there as a freshman and get playing time when Kason Jackson Garrison and those guys were running the football. And then last year, we thought it was the right thing to do to redshirt him because we got Jeff back, still had Kason, still had Jared. So instead of being a third or fourth team kind of guy, we thought we'd redshirt him and keep that year open. And in that time, he's gotten stronger. He's improved his pass protection. You know, he's just as fast. So, you know, we thought it was just perfect timing for him to come back. And he's basically a sophomore right now. So, you know, an old sophomore.
Bobby, do you think this is one of the toughest non-conference schedules you've ever had? Obviously, these guys on TV on Thursday, the kind of points that the place against World Week 4.
Well, it will be hard. You know, they're always hard to me. I don't care who they are or, you know, what conference they're in or what division they're in. You know, they're tough. And I think it's been proven a bunch here in the last few years that anybody can beat anybody. You know, Appalachian, Michigan, Louisiana, whoever, beating Alabama, it's hard. It's hard to win games. You got to be ready to go every week. And at the same time, you know, you're trying to get really ready for the, the conference games. You know, these guys are very tough. So you don't want to say, well, that's the non-conference schedule. We're not worried about that. Yeah, we're worried. We worry all the time. That's why I got gray hair. I don't know what Joe's excuse is.
A couple more questions, guys. What's the best thing about playing a season opener, and what's the worst?
Oh, the best thing is you haven't played in a long time. It's you know, you had spring practice, you had an off-season program, you had preseason practice, and that's a lot of preparation to not have the fun part of playing the game, especially for the players. And it gives you an idea of where you are. And all the guys that you're counting on to step in and take somebody else's place who's graduated, or if a guy's been injured, you got to see how he's going to do. And you know, you got to pick a quarterback and those kind of things. So, you know, it's just, you know, that's what you do. You know, you coach to play the games. This other stuff is, you know, just to get you there. And, you know, that's the great thing. The bad thing about it is you don't know about all those things I just mentioned. You don't know how good those guys are going to play. You don't know if those young guys are going to step up and not be afraid to get in competition. Are those injured guys going to hold up? Or, you know, did we work on the right plays? Or is our new kick formation going to work? So, you know, all those things, you know, sort of keep you up at night.
Coach, looking at the depth chart, Ryan Fowler is listed as second team kicker and kickoff guy. What did he do to move ahead of Carroll and Lowry?
He was more consistent in his kicking, and he's also a backup punter. You know, so we feel like, you know, we got a guy who can help us in both areas right there. So, you know, when you get down to conference rules, when you can only dress so many in a game, you know, you got to have guys who are multi-talented, who can play special teams, and if you got a special teams player who can do more than one specialty, you know, he's special.
Any other questions?
You want to play a game,
though. Yeah.
Casey Hayward, Sean Richardson, are they part of the mix? Or they
yes.
If necessary?
No, I think they're gonna get in the games, and I think they'll be on special teams. Both those guys showed that they can make some plays there, but they also have made some plays on defense. And John Cole's another guy I think has proven that he can make plays, and he will be in the game.
And what about the defensive tackle spot?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised to see Rob Lohr or Ryan Seymour get in there. You know, they're probably behind some other guys who would go in there for second team duty, but, you know, they've also proven that they can learn and do what you ask them to do and could play.
Is one of those guys ahead of the upcoming
Lohr and Seymour? No, I don't think so.
I'd have to look this up. I think this might be the first SEC team that's ever played at Miami. I'm not exactly sure. But if that is the case, how much do you think they would be relishing this?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they fired up about Vanderbilt coming up here, coming up there and playing. And, you know, they've got a storied tradition. I mean, that's a fantastic program. As everybody knows, it's the cradle of coaches, but you look at their record and, you know, see what they've done. The MAC has always proven that they don't care what other conferences they play. They've won many games against all major conferences, and that's not going to scare them. But, you know, we're not scared either. We're anxious to play, and we're going to go up there and, you know, give it our best shot. And, you know, hopefully, you know, if we do, give our best shot, hopefully we're going to have a great chance to win.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank y'all.